With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel says it has drone video and other evidence proving it was a terrorist missile that leveled a hospital in Gaza. Hamas blames Israel. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen says hundreds were killed.
The missile hit the hospital not long after dark.
Ya Allah! Ya Allah! Ya Allah!
You can hear the impact. The explosion destroyed Al-Akhli Hospital. The building was flattened.
President Biden arrived in Israel several hours ago.
I want to say to the people of Israel, their courage, their commitment, their bravery is stunning. It's really stunning. I'm proud to be here.
He's meeting with Israeli leaders, but a planned trip to Jordan has been canceled.
The White House said the president decided to postpone his travel to Amman after consulting with Jordan's King Abdullah. Palestinian Authority President Abbas withdrew from the summit in protest of a deadly explosion at a Gaza hospital. A senior official said Mr. Biden sent his deepest condolences for the innocent lives lost and said he looks forward to consulting in person with these leaders soon.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also, at SRNNews.com, the House of Representatives remains without a speaker. In yesterday's first round of voting, Congressman Jim Jordan fell short in his bid for the speakership, but the Ohio Republican is not giving up.
We're going to keep going. I've had great conversations, great discussions with our colleagues. And frankly, no one in our conference wants to see any type of coalition government with Democrats. So we're going to keep working, and we're going to get to the votes.
20 Republicans refused to support Jordan. Another vote is expected late morning. In the meantime, all business in the House remains on hold. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 34 points, NASDAQ futures off 53. This is SRN News. Throughout this week, we have been profiling the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer project currently underway in England and its visionary founder, Richard Gamble. In an interview with Laurie Tratip of SRN News, he says, like most Christians worldwide, he is focused this week on events in Israel.
Yes. Given your heart for prayer, what would your prayer be for Israel, and how would you maybe offer some hope to Israelis today?
Where there are these major world events, God is always in the midst. So I would be encouraging everyone to pray for Israel and to pray for his people that are in that land, that they would be moved and guided by his will, that they would find peace and strength, and most of all, hope.
Richard Gamble adds that his project, expected to open in 2026, will be testimony to the fact that God moves in amazing ways in answer to prayers, especially in times of war. Learn more at the website eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. Can you really trust those online product reviews? Well, some of the most popular travel and shopping platforms joining forces to make sure you can.
Amazon reviews sites Glassdoor and Trustpilot, as well as travel companies Expedia Group, Booking.com, and TripAdvisor, announced they're launching a group called the Coalition for Trusted Reviews. The company said the coalition will look for best practices for hosting online reviews and share methods how to detect fake ones. Phony reviews have long plagued online marketplaces despite their efforts to eradicate it. Keith Peters reporting.
As the war in the Middle East rages, Ukrainian President Zelensky confirms that the U.S. has quietly delivered a small number of long-range ballistic missiles to Ukraine. Kiev says those missiles were urgently needed, and it says that they have started to deploy them, and they are proving effective in use against the Russians. More details at SRNNews.com.